Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Node University Podcast. My name is Azad Mardan. I am the founder and creator of Node University. In this short lecture, I will be talking about serverless architecture. Serverless became very, very popular last year, but even if you are not planning to use it, you absolutely positively should know about the serverless architecture because it's becoming more and more popular, and you might hear it in an interview question or just chatting with your coworkers. You definitely, absolutely must know about the serverless architecture. So what is serverless? The name itself does not mean there is no servers. There are still servers somewhere up in the cloud, some virtual machine. They use virtualization. So basically, the servers, they are abstracted from you. You don't deal with servers directly. All you are doing, you're just providing functions. You're just providing the code. So functions as a service, that's another name for the serverless architecture, because what you are actually doing, you are not even building applications. You are just providing the functions. Remember, infrastructure as a service, IaaS, that's when you create virtual machines. And on those virtual machines, VMs, you can install anything, any OS, you can install any applications. Then we had PaaS, platform as a service. In the past, in the platform as a service, such as Heroku, you would upload your code. You would send your code and they would provide you the entire application environment. So you don't have to deal with OS and the libraries and the installations and the security, etc., etc. So think about functions as a service or serverless as an even more step towards developers not having to deal with a lot of setup, a lot of infrastructure and configuration of that environment. So serverless is the great way for developers to put some code, and it could be just pieces of random code just hanging out there. It's totally fine. So the use case for that would be some alerts, some processes, some notifications. So something which is very event-driven and something which doesn't have to be related to each other. So this is a very, very good use case for serverless architecture, because with serverless, you don't have to run any infrastructure 24/7. You only pay for whatever time you are running those functions. It could be a minute, it could be 10 seconds. You don't have to spend the entire day, every day, every week to run expensive VMs in a cloud. Where this is how you do it with infrastructure as a service, but with the serverless or functions as a service, all you are paying is just that runtime. But this is not the limit of the serverless. People even build entire RESTful and GraphQL APIs with serverless, because when the endpoint is being triggered, that's when the logic is being executed. And those companies, those developers and people, those projects, they actually calculated and they are saving a lot of money because they switched to serverless. So let me give you the brand names where you can get started with implementing your first serverless. Most of them, they have free trials, they have free plans. AWS Lambda, that's the biggest, the most popular serverless platform. It works together with AWS API Gateway. So Amazon Web Services Lambda and Amazon Web Services API Gateway, you need them both. In Microsoft Azure, you have Azure Functions. Then graph.cool, which is GraphQL backend and the service, cloud service, they also have functions. Firebase by Google, they also allow you to put some code into that. So that's it for this short lecture. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next short lecture at Node University Podcast.